It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. $1 million in new state grants will help train HVAC technicians. The state is trying to rapidly expand heat pump adoption to meet its climate goals. Heat pumps are energy-efficient heating and cooling systems that reduce greenhouse gas emissions from buildings. State funding is going to 4 programs to train heat pump technicians, including at Colorado Mesa University Tech in Grand Junction and Red Rocks Community College in Lakewood. It'll fund mobile labs and curriculum development, as well as scholarships and recruitment. 2 University of Colorado regions announced they'll introduce a plan to grant collective bargaining rights to nearly 53,000 campus workers. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
If passed, the proposal would allow faculty, researchers, and student workers across all 4 CU campuses to bargain over wages and work conditions. Regent Elliot Hood, a former union teacher, says the move is about giving employees a seat at the table. Jade Kelly, president of United Campus Workers Colorado, says these rights are standard even in more conservative states like Kansas and Florida.
The fact that we are in 2026 and we still don't have this right and that it's being treated as extreme or being rushed is absolutely absurd.
The Board of Regents will gather community feedback with a final vote expected in June. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
An 8-mile stretch on I-70 between Beaver Creek and Westvale is the home to 18 new variable speed limit signs. The LED versions of the traditional markers adjust the speed limit based on congestion, traffic conditions, and weather. The Federal Highway Administration says such signs can reduce total crashes by 34% and rear-end crashes by 65%. A man hunting from a kayak on Lake Pueblo Monday capsized into frigid water. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says he was able to swim to shore while maintaining control of his firearm. CPW officers transported him to an ambulance, but he did not go to the hospital. He was cited for not wearing a life jacket. This is KRCC and CPR.